Joe Berger, I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful Monday program. So everybody, let's just kind of sit back and relax. We'll do a clearing here, and let's do one, let's do one for a timeline crash for sadness. So let's see what that does for people. That's what it feels like today, a sad day. Here we go. So stronger, I'm going to get the energy to come in here, stronger, okay, now timeline crash, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okie doke. So, see how that makes you feel. So, see if our co-host is on today, which is Carrie. So, you're out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Hi, and welcome everybody to Monday on BBS with Ron and the Creation Lightship. It's the 23rd of May today, 2011. And if you're listening to this as an archive, most of the clearings that Ron will be doing will work, just so you know. So let's see, we've got Larry and Marie R. and Dulcie and Janice and Ed and Rhonda on the fast chat so far. So if any of you are new to this, there is a link you can click on the bbsradio.com page right above the play buttons, and it says BBS fast chat, and you can click on that and a screen will open up for you that will allow you to type questions in, and we get to as many of those as we can. So I'm not seeing any questions yet, Ron, so let's see. What else can we do? Monday. Do you have any ideas, anything you would like to do?
We could just do a sample like we did yesterday with the alien critters. That was a wonderful 8-hour call.
Okay,
and
good idea.
Let's work with the maggots that are crawling around on the top of our head. So I'm going to go to quarantine to do this here. This will only work live here. Here we go. So taking away some of the maggots. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. I'll do a couple more here. Get rid of a few more of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's give it some poisons. So stronger, get them out. Stronger, and stronger. And as poisonous, we'll do waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, just see how you're feeling there. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you're hearing this for maybe the first time, or you haven't heard about the alien critters yet, there are a couple of shows, archived shows, on Ron's website that you can listen to get a feel for what this is all about. So you go to creationlightship.com, and then on the home page there's kind of a green banner near the top there, and we've got, let's see, experience sample healings for the past 5 days. There are a bunch of healings that you can experience there, and then there's another little panel that says click here for more audio samples, and a drop-down box comes, and there are a bunch of shows listed, and in there, Alien Energy Removal Show 1 and Show 2. So that is a good way to get your feet wet on this topic if it is new to you. So Jolene has a question about the online alien healing, Ron. She's asking, I purchased the alien healing. Do I have to watch the light being constantly?
Just have the light being on your monitor screen. That's all. So it needs to be up. If you have your computer turning off, maybe 5-10 minutes or whatever, screensaver or anything like that, you want to make sure that your screen stays up with the light being all the time. So just go into your settings and, change that around. Because the light being is the conduit for the healings for you. So you need to have it up on your screen. No, you don't have to be directly in front of your computer, but your computer does need to stay on. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'll just add to that. What about if we're, somebody rings the doorbell and we need to go out of the house to the front lawn to get a package or something? Is it okay to do that, or do we need to stay in the house?
No, it'd be okay. As long as the light beam is up on your screen, that'll be fine.
Okay.
We also have absentee healings that work a little bit different, but when you're doing it yourself, then you want to, be with your computer, or have it on anyway. And it can be in a different room, too. So that's the way it works. And it's fairly simple. Just leave it up. If you have a laptop and you're on batteries, you may want to lower your power setting on the brightness, so it'll last longer, too. That's another way. But just have the light being up. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Jolene has just a little follow-up question here on that clearing. She's asking, if I'm not sure what parasites I have, does the unknown option work? So what should we do if we don't know what's in us? Because most of us, I think, probably don't see these things.
I would just start with one of them and go down the list. And the one that you feel more reaction to of your body, then you want to do that one a lot more. Unknown will also work, but, I would personally just start off with the first one listed there and go down. Mainly because you want to know
everything.
What's connecting to you, so that if you do have a problem later on, you can go and maybe do that same clearing over again. Remember, this is a clearing that works, but they can still come to you afterwards. So you want to stay on that clearing pretty much all the time. This is the alien attack removal, and that's why you want to get them off of you. So that's why you want to do it just more than one day. So, do it daily. And people do it also at night and leave the sight on at night for 8 hours with the one of the clearings. So. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. let's see. Marie R. is asking, does anyone see any extra clones running around? I remember one time, Ron, you mentioned that clones don't seem to respect body space or space around us.
Yeah.
And about a week later, I was in the market, and this woman was, bumping into everybody in the line, trying to get some gum or something at those stands that they have by the registers with gum and candy and stuff. And she was standing really close to me, and I was thinking, and you had just mentioned that a few days earlier on a show, and I was looking at her thinking, boy, I think this woman is a clone. She just has no concept of of space between, you know, people that, you know, that we normally allow a certain amount of space between each other. And she was utterly oblivious, and everybody in the line was clearly uncomfortable with the way she was moving between us all. So, Marie, I just triggered that memory for me. So, Ron, have you been seeing more around lately?
Yeah, in a sense, yes. Uh-huh.
And then when you go out of town, you do.
You just got to look for them, and they do show up all the time. So, it's, you know, the more you're aware of it, the more you're going to be able to see them.
Yeah. Most of us, unless we've heard you, I think probably aren't even looking for them. We probably just think, oh, that was a strange person, not, oh, that's a clone. They don't respect space around us. So, yeah, it certainly is an interesting topic. So Katrina is asking for a sinus infection clearing, please.
Okay, let's first do what entities, because entities could be causing the problem. We'll just see how this works for you. And here we go. So if anybody else has some kind of condition problem, just think of it right now, because you have to be able to focus on it in order to have the light ship help you out here. Otherwise, you're in perfection, and they cannot interfere and will not interfere with you, because this is the experience that you're choosing to have an experience on. Some people don't understand that totally. They think that, gee, if I'm having troubles, then why can't I get help? It's because, like, let's say that you have this wonderful ice cream cone that you're eating right now, and it has your favorite flavor in the cone, and it has topping on it, maybe even a cherry or something, really deluxe thing. And you love this, and what if the light ship were to take it away from you? This is your experience. So, you know, that's how you have to look at it, is that this is your experience, whatever it is, whatever you're dealing with. Your body gave you the experience, and your body's trying to heal that experience, and it's up to you to come forth with your spirit to get some energy to do that. So the light ship will never take away your experience. It will take away the traumas. That's why we have clearings for that. But the actual experience is what you're going through, and you can change one state of perfection to another. So right now we have a state of perfect perfection of a sinus infection, sinus problems. Couldn't be better. It's the best one ever made. And we want to change that to maybe a little more wellness. And the light ship looks at that, doesn't really typically understand wellness. It just knows that you want to change your reality to something else. That's as simple as that. And so, remember, if you didn't have a sinus infection and you wanted one, well, you know, you could get that also, but not from the light ship. But you could get that because you want to experience that. So this is the way it works. You have to make a request to have a healing. So here we go. We'll first get rid of entities. That's the main thing, because very possibly, you know, 80% of your troubles is not your body having it. It's all the entities coming to you that have had a problem with sinuses throughout maybe the last 10,000 years, and you drew those to you. Remember, they're living also, emotional bodies of people who no longer live, and they're in your body loving to have an experience of the sinus infection. So here we go. Maybe even have some people that had a drug addiction, maybe some cocaine entities in you that, you know, had their nose, you know, worked on or had nose problems. You know, that's possible too. So here we go. Remember, you're going to draw all these things to you. So entities, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see how that feels for you. And you may actually feel better. We'll see how what the fast shot is here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. You know, I wasn't aware of a sinus problem, but my nose feels like more air is going up it. I didn't know I had a problem. Okay, let's see if anybody is saying anything about that. Sharon is saying, wait a minute, is this to do with it? Oh, no, feet. Okay, I'm going to just go back a little bit then. Marcy has a question about light being pictures. Can the light being be up as a picture that is permanent on the computer, or does it have to be more recent? From the fast track, I wonder if you mean the fast chat. Light being as a permanent photo from your website?
No, you have to go into the clearing to have the light being activated. So that's what I think they're asking. You can just put a light being picture up on your monitor screen anytime to have it radiate energy to you. No, you have to go into the clearings and then bring up the clearing with the light being up on that particular page. So we'll see if that's that answered the question.
Okay.
Because it has to be active. When I energize photos for people, like at the expos, it just brings in peace energy. It cannot necessarily be used for healing. Maybe it might be able to be used, you know, some of the photos, but typically they're just there to represent the frequency that they are holding. Sometimes people will put up a clearing on the website, and they have already purchased maybe a couple of photos, maybe of a light bean or something from me. And then when you do the clearing on the website, as it comes up with the light bean, it can also activate the photos maybe in other rooms. So that would work too. But just having the picture up, it'll just bring in you know, the energy of peace to you. Otherwise, they can't do anything unless they're energized through the website in order to have a clearing. So you have to go into a clearing to have the light being actually work on the screen. Otherwise, it's peace energy. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And if we have a picture from you, can we do the object clearing on it and change the energy that's coming through?
Okay, what's that again now?
So if we have, if someone's bought a picture from you at an expo or you've mailed it to them and you've activated the picture, could we take that picture and go online and do the object clearing and put a different energy into the picture? Or should we just leave it?
Yeah, I would just leave it because you're not going to be able to change that frequency, but it could be a conduit like in a different room for you. For that healing, as long as the, you know, computer is turned on. So it'd be like having another monitor screen in a different room.
I see. Okay, great. So Karen has a question about the whole life, current life, whole life orb clearing. She's asking why it doesn't have the options for different color orbs. I don't think I've done that whole life one, I don't think. So I don't remember how that's laid out. Do you remember, Ron? Is there a way to put different colors in, or is it just going to clear any and all orbs of any color if we do the whole life?
It should start to clear out probably all of the orbs. You might want to put maybe the orb color, if you like, after your name. That could be a possibility, too, if you wanted to try that.
Okay.
A lot of people find that the blue orbs give them more troubles than the other ones.
Yeah.
Although when you see them, you know, with the pictures being taken, they're normally always kind of a whitish color, to my knowledge. I haven't seen anybody talk about having orbs that are different colors. In fact, if anybody's seen them where they're, like, different colors on pictures, I'd like to know, but all the ones that I've seen are kind of like a whitish-gray type of phenomenon on the picture. Back
yeah,
to you,
I've
Carrie.
Only ever seen those kind of translucent white ones. But Yeah, I know on the when you first found the orbs and you were first doing samples on the show, I know that blue for me was the by far the heaviest color. And then I listened to that show as an archive a couple of times, and it was still pretty heavy. So the blue is an intense one for a lot of people. So I guess, Karen, just put it in next to your name if there's nowhere else to write on that clearing. Let me see. What was the next question? Krista is asking, can we have an energetic cord clearing to disconnect us from another person?
Yeah, we could do that, sure. Let's here we go. So think what that energy is here. And remember, this cord clearing may only last you for maybe 15 minutes or so. It all depends, you know. If the person is thinking of you, then you're going to be drawing the cord back. So that's the way cordings work. So here we go. We'll just see if we can give you some relief here. See if it's a male or female. We'll wait a minute here. If it's a male energy or female energy, you'd like to find that out.
Okay.
So what's next, Carrie?
Okay. Whoops, I was just going on to pull up the cording clearing online. So let me just get back to the fast chat real quick. Here we go. Sorry about all the ums. Yes, Larry is saying there are red orbs to shut down your system. And while Sean is asking if you would do a sample blue orb clearing while we wait for
okay, here we go. So we'll do blue and red. So here we go.
Okay.
Do blue first. So here they go, being released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do red orbs. 1, 2. See how your body's doing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's the red orb clearing. Yeah, Marcy, your picture is sent out to you. So she's asking about that. She wanted to get a light beam picture. We actually sent you two pictures. So you got a little gift.
Great.
So when you do get the pictures, Marcy, give me a call. Then I'll be able to energize them for you over the telephone. We'll set up an appointment time to do that. It takes probably about 5 minutes to energize each one of them. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so before we get done with talking about orbs, I just want to ask you if that is another thing that will body hop if we touch other people.
Yeah. Once you, if you physically touch anybody or they touch you, things can body hop. It could be anything body hopping. It could be just lots of stuff. Could be entities, could be, you know, any kind of things that you cannot see can body hop, yes. So, if, you know, whether it's an orb or it's an emotional body, it's an alien critter, you know, it just depends also how sensitive you are to knowing that you've been slimed by something. Most people are not that sensitive. After you have a few of these 8-hour calls, then you realize that, yeah, you really don't want to shake hands or hug anybody because it will bring back a lot of the stuff that you had clearings on, and that's kind of counterproductive. So you do realize that you don't want to connect to people that way typically because you may be bringing energies to you. You can do the shrink wrap, you know, pulling your energy right to your body, that can help you somewhat. You can do your life force energy. But still, by physically touching people, you could take on energy. So that's kind of what happens. That's why a lot of people who understand this, especially the people in the Eastern India, they don't like to touch people. Why? Because they know that they'll get slimed. And it's probably more in their spiritual practices that they get taught that. We're here, you know, everybody wants to do a handshake. You see somebody you don't even know, they want to shake your hand. Well, what are they giving you? You know, you don't know. And there are people who are sensitive. When somebody shakes their hand, they go, uh-oh, what's going on? You know, are they stealing my energy? I've had that one time at an expo. A person came up to me and wanted to shake my hand, who was a vendor at another event. And I put my hand out, and he held onto my hand for about probably 15, 20 seconds talking to me, which seemed really strange to me. Normally, a handshake is maybe a couple seconds. So as he's doing this and talking to me, I'm looking to see what he's trying to steal from me, energy-wise, or what he's trying to give me. So I actually just stopped everything that he was doing as he was holding my hand, but you might feel that. So that's kind of like an invasion. And you may know that, you know. But yeah, you know, people do at times, when you're talking about phones have, no space, boundaries. So that's how you can tell, too. They'll come right up to you and look at you and talk to you because they don't have any energy in their bodies that you would have yourself. So they don't know about that boundary line. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, maybe you can just quickly describe how we shrink wrap ourselves.
Yeah, what you want to do is take your auric field. This is the energy of your body. Now, the energy of your body is not your spirit energy. You have two different energies. You have spirit and you have body. So you want to take your body energy that gets attacked by different people and things, and you want to tell your body to bring the energy right close to your body. In fact, we can do it right now. I'll put your body, hopefully you're not in a room with people. If you are, you probably don't want to do this as I'm going to be doing this for you. But if you're in a room, kind of just by yourself, I'm going to take your energy right now and put it out to the walls around you. And you're going to feel a lot of psychic energies. You're going to be able to know that you have your radar out. You're scanning everything this way. Normally your auric field could be maybe 6 inches to a foot out. But here we go. I'm going to go out to the walls here. I'll count to five to do that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And if you notice, you're going to feel pretty expansive. Not much focus because your energy is all around you, but you will feel very expansive. And now we're going to bring the energy right back to your body, an inch outside of your body. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. Now you're almost shrink-wrapped. You should feel pretty self-contained. You should not feel like anything is crawling around you or energy in the room. Remember, if a fly buzzes through your auric field and it's out to the wall, you're going to pick up the fly energy. And what did the fly eat? What was it doing? It's going to come right into you because it's coming into your space, just like you had a meal of the fly. And that's the way it works. Remember, in energy, everything gets transferred from one thing to the next. So when you do the shrink wrap, you're much safer being out in the public because you're not going to walk into people's auric fields, exchange their learning problems, their pain, their energies with yours, and yours with them. And that's the way it works. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So do we command ourselves to do that? I just want to sort of get clear.
Actually commanding your body to do it. So you want to just tell your body to shrink wrap. Your spirit probably has nothing really to do with the auric field around you. It'll just bring in your body energy.
So we could say something like, I now come on my body to pull my energy up to my, you know, just to my skin or something.
Yeah, that'd work. It's very simple. Just have your body do that, and it'll know. It'll love having all of its energy back to itself without taking on stuff by everybody else. And when you take on something, then you may take on personalities of other people. Just kind of thinking out loud here, if you ever seen school teachers that maybe teach, you know, the lower grades, we'll just say first, second grade, they may act like a first or second grader with their personality because they're taking on all the energy of all the children in their classroom. And so you might check your teachers if you're, you know, a parent, and just kind of see how they relate. You know, I remember watching, what's that one gentleman on TV? I forgot what his name was. But anyway, he would relate to children. And he, you know, kind of acted like a child in a sense because that's what he was doing. I can't remember what his, he was a male. I just can't remember what his name was. It's been quite a while ago. I don't know if he's still on or not, if he's even living, but anyway.
The guy on that PBS show for kids in the morning?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, he used to be on like every day. He had a little song that he sang, you know.
Yeah, I think I know who you mean. I can't remember his name either.
But, you know, he took on and tried to relate to children on their level, so that's where he was kind of living, you know. So anyway, you just kind of noticed that. Yeah, Mr. Rogers, that was it. That's great. So.
Okay. So Trent's got some questions about timelines, and I'll try and see if I can get these clear, Trent. He's saying timelines cannot exist, or a timeline cannot exist by itself without being paired to something in the light of the darkness, and that's a question mark after that. So I guess can timelines, is that how it works, I guess? I'm not reading this very well, but...
Sure, yeah. Timelines are created by the darkness, so the light doesn't have anything to deal with time. So anything that deals with time, the watch that you may have, the clock in your room, you know, anything that deals with time is darkness control. And once you understand that, then you notice that this whole planet is controlled in time. So they can control you with time because everything has implants in it, especially our bodies, and everything is coded with a time-based reality of mind control. This is why you have a natal chart. So it's pretty simple once you catch on to it. You know, why would a planet control you? You know, why do you have a chart that's going to tell you what's going to happen to you in your life? So it's, you know, you don't have to really do much of a mind stretch to look at it. You just realize, why would I have something like that, you know? Why am I not free like the animals here, you know? You ever see a fish be mind controlled? No, a fish just swims in the water and looks for food and does what it does. It does fish things, okay? Mm-hmm. It might be controlled, you know, like salmon to go to a certain location, so that's mind control. But normally, you know, most things, like birds, you know, they do have to sleep at night, but basically in the daytime, they're free, you know. They don't have to do much at all other than just survive. And they're in that peace energy, even though they eat things. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, this eating business is a bit contradictory to that, isn't it?
Yeah. But they don't have to show up at a certain time, at a certain location every day, you know. They just live their life.
Right. So speaking of fish... Tina has a question that includes fish. She's asking, is there a healing to release mercury from our bodies that I guess has gotten in through fish and vaccines and dental amalgam filling in our teeth that had mercury in it?
Well, that's a good question. Possibly. I can't guarantee that at all, though. Normally what you want to do is to come into oneness with whatever you're dealing with, and then it won't affect you. So remember, you're looking at something as a really negative thing that's happening to you, and if you come into oneness with it and become that particular thing, then energetically, then it probably won't ever hurt you. another way of looking at things. Remember, you want to be in non-judgment. And if you get into the non-judgment of that particular, like Mercury, then it may not affect you. I can't say that, not to get stuff released from you, you know, or do different healings on yourself or having somebody help you out with a particular problem. But once you're into the far end of the scale of non-judgment, nothing should hurt you. You probably have all heard stories about people that would actually drink poison or have snakes bite them and stuff, and it wouldn't even affect them, you know, because they were in oneness with that particular element, energy. So that's how you have to look at it, you know. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I do remember one time on one of the eight-hour Sunday calls, I think you were charging water for some different metal, and maybe even on shows. I don't remember, but I know you've done that before. So possibly the water charging clearing online might be an idea.
You could give that a try, definitely, you know, and just see how it works for you. I just can't necessarily say out loud that, yeah, you know, the light ship is going to take away a poison or something inside of you, because there's really no way of knowing and how deep it's ingrained in you. You know, eventually, if you had no judgment of anything, then they could probably have just one clearing. You know, a person could have just one, it could be released. But remember, you're dealing with body genetics, and that's a difficult process to have. Instantaneous healings for special things, because what has your belief system been in the past? Remember, your belief system is all of your ancestors. And plus entities come in and bring in their belief system. So it can be quite a long road of trying to figure out what is the best way to approach something. If you're having a problem, by all means, I'd probably recommend doing the circulatory clearing and also the magnetic twisted body clearing. So that normally will help you out, because some of your energetic bodies, maybe all of them, are not positioned properly with you. So when you do that clearing, the clearing that you've had in the past that maybe did not work for you the way you wanted them to will all of a sudden work, because they're now connected to your spirit. Remember, you can have upside-down bodies. They can turn them around. They can twist them, do all different types of things. So you're not getting a healing, because these bodies are not in alignment, not in resonance with your spirit. Spirit is your healer. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I think maybe some of what you've just said applies to this next question, but I'll read it anyway, because Sharon is asking, is there a clearing that could be done for feet swelling?
Boy, I don't know. Do entities again here to see what happens.
Okay.
There we go. So, one, taking entities out of your feet. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time for entities, and just see if your feet are feeling different. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, and then Ron does have on the website a healing called a special healing, which will you can do that and just pick any particular issue that you might be having. So for something like this, where you have a physical problem, in a set place in your body, that would be a good one to do for this, too. The circulatory might be good for something like this, too, because if you're swelling, you've probably got extra fluid, and so doing the lymph the lymph one might help. Then the body rejuvenation clearing is also a good one for this kind of thing. So there's several that you could do. You might even do some water charging and, you know, put it in a tub and put your feet in it. That might work too. The body rejuvenation and the circulatory ones have different body systems that they categorize within the clearing that you can pick, and you could, you know, do the same one several times over until you felt some relief. So let's have a look. There was a question a little bit back from Sean, and he's asking about, he's saying the clearings are dependent on how grounded we are in our bodies. What is an easy way to get back into our bodies and ground according to the light ship?
Well, you just want to be in your body with your spirit. So, yeah, if your spirit's not with you, then you're not really having any energy healings from the light ship at all, or even from your spirit. So you will never have a healing from the light. Now, dark side practitioners do not need your spirit to provide a healing for you. Remember, the dark side and the dark side practitioners, which is could be people living or aliens or whatever, people giving you mind control transmissions, people praying for you, to you, any of this stuff is mind energy. They don't need your spirit to do a healing. This is what churches do, is they'll bring in one of the God energies, maybe one of the millions of God energies out there, and a person may have a problem in a church, and the minister does, or priest, or whatever, does something and zaps the person. You know, some of the churches will actually bring people up to the front, and people will pray for them, and they can have a healing. That's the light of the darkness doing this healing on them. And it can be a great healing. They can come in with maybe even a broken bone and have it healed. They could limp coming in and then walk out not limping. But how long is that going to last? And remember, the dark side gave you your condition. Everything that you're dealing with is brought forth by the darkness. The light does not cause harm to anything, especially on this planet. So anything that happens on this planet, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, bad weather, anything like that is not from the light. It's from the darkness. And so fires, you know, any of this stuff is that people cause it, but that's still darkness causing that, you see. So anything that happens to you from the past is caused by darkness. They gave you your condition. So remember the old saying, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, can do that, you know. Well, that's true. Aliens gave it to you, and the aliens can take it away. So it's very interesting, and that's how the healings work with the darkness. Just that they're not using your spirit to heal you. They're using God or some other means to heal you. And remember, some people who do special curses on people, you know, use and kill animals to use that life force energy to, you know, cause you harm too. So it gets to be kind of a little complicated. And remember, these practitioners know how to work with darkness, but they don't use your spirit to do any healings. And then you get a clone body part from the darkness sometimes. And then what do you do next? How long is that clone body part going to work for you? It has no light in it. Your body may not like it, may want to reject it. Or maybe, you know, there's enough parts in you that are cloned that you start feeling like a clone person. So anyway, I'll kind of get off that subject, but that's what the darkness does. They gave you your problems, they can take it away instantly, and the darkness can actually, for that matter, heal quicker than the light can because it knows everything about your history. The light has to look at it moment by moment by moment by moment, and that's how it works. Doesn't have anything to deal with or look at from, you know, a genetic quick line of, you know, information. It just works moment by moment. You do the whole lifetime clearings, then they're doing a lot of work for you instantly to clear this lifetime out. That's what it's for. That's what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. It's taking away people's stuff that came up in their particular lifetime so they could do the ascension. And back then it was much easier than it is today, because you don't have, back then you didn't have that much information going around. You didn't have newspapers and TVs and computers and stuff. So, back to you, Carrie. Looks like she may have lost sound. I don't know if we have sound on my end or not, but we'll do some peace energy here. Here it comes. So, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's like Marcy's saying that the first emotional clearing I did, not needed a medicine to help me sleep for a long time, I guess. So that's great. Like a year, she says. That's wonderful. So she's now doing the unlimited version of that so that she can stay current with the clearing. This is very, very important. When you have a clearing, you want to stay current. That's what the reason why we have unlimited, so that you can always get on and do something for yourself to move yourself on the timeline, because you're on a timeline here, and the light chip will take away the timeline energy from this timeline that you're on in this lifetime to clear your body out. So, back to you, Carrie, if you can hear me. Maybe not. Let's do a clearing here for, let's just see one here. I'll do heartache. We started off with sadness. We'll do heartache for people. And then we'll do self-empowerment, one of the self-empowerment clearings. So here we go for heartache. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And maybe think of a situation where you had heartache. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again for heartache, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's do part of the self-empowerment clearing here. So, like everybody, to think of a issue that is disempowering you. Are you there, Carrie?
Yes, I am. I'm back.
Okay. So you think of one of the issues. I know there's like 39 of them on the self-empowerment.
Oh, goodness. I know the spells and hexes and curses. I just redid those on some stuff. Gosh, what else is there? Let me see if I can pull it up really quick. There's tons. Let's just do self-sabotage. I think that's probably on there.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. This is, remember, there's 39 issues, and there's different ways to clear that out. But we'll see if we can get this out of you here, just one of these energies. So think of a time that you self-sabotage yourself. And it may not be a big one that you may recognize, you know. Just even being late to work or getting up late, that could be that, you know. Oversleeping or something. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, kind of sense and see how your body's feeling now. Look at an issue and just see if you feel like it's been released from you, or you can look at it now and it doesn't have any emotional sting or bite to it. This is the way you know that you need something, if you do feel energy. I'll do one here for betrayal. That's maybe listed there too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, again, see how your body's feeling for this one here. Feel the energy in your body. See if you feel lighter. More than likely, you probably will. And we'll do one more for everybody. We'll do one where people kind of feel stuck, paralyzed, unable to move forward. That's on the clearing too. Most people who do this clearing, in fact, I think it's $50 for 6 weeks. When they go through these 39 issues, a lot of times you look at them and you go, oh, I don't have that issue. And remember, it's just probably still stored inside of you. And once you get it released, then you feel better. But if you go through all these 39 issues, you will probably have a life change instantly, because all of a sudden, the anxiety, the fear, whatever it would be, all these things hold you back, and also they prevent your spirit from being with you. Here we go. This is being stuck and paralyzed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we have a one here for a poverty clearing. So I'm going to switch that to a different clearing. I'm going to do a slavery one. So the slavery clearing is something that is like a sleeper. People don't realize that they're a slave until they have the clearing. So it could be a slave to not having money. It could be you could be a slave to your job. So I'm going to do a sample of that. So here we go. I'm going to do a slave clearing. Since this is a whole lifetime clearing, I'm going to work it at the time when you were 7 years of age. Here we go. Slavery clearing at 7 years. January. And here we go. I'm going to count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. February, second month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So see how your body's responding. This isn't necessarily a completed clearing, but you can see if you sense any energies that is going kind of or coming your way with being a slave. So you don't have any particular skin color because you have it in your genetics anyway. So you're already living that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And both the slavery and the poverty clearing can be done as a whole lifetime for $5 times your age. And then they both come under the seven generational clearing, which I think the first one is it's either 100 or 150. And then if you want to go deeper back in your genetics, it's 100. Okay. If you want to go deeper back, it's just $50 if you go, 8 through 14 or whatever. So, and I believe you can go all the way back 49 generations. So, both those do that. I was yawning on the stuck and paralyzed sample that you did for the self-empowerment. So any of you who did any yawning on any of those different sections that Ron did tells you, you need to get in and do or redo any of that on the self-empowerment clearing. And that one runs for, when you get the codes for that, you can go on it any time you want for 6 weeks. And the drop-down box has actually 38 issues, and then the 39th space in there is for anything that you want to put in that you don't see listed in the drop-down box that you might feel is getting in your way. So there's tons and tons to do. And also, Ron, you suggested that I do it on the name of my business, because you saw some curses and hexes in the field that I work in, not aimed at me, but just aimed at any competitors. So if you have a business that's not doing well, you can also put the company name in the self-empowerment clearing, which is, I never would have thought of that, and that's a really great idea. So that's just something else that you guys might think of if you have companies that are struggling or can't seem to move forward with, and you think you have a great idea or it's worked in the past and then it stopped working, you can use the self-empowerment clearing for that too. So let's see. Sean is asking, so how do we get our spirit back in our body? Oh, and it is 57 after the hour. I didn't realize time's up, so maybe we need to get off, Ron, actually. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll probably have to continue on here on Wednesday then.
Okay, sorry, Sean. So just roll your question over to Wednesday if you can.
You do your. I now increase my life force energy. That would help you.
Yeah.
Or at home, get rid of entities. That's what you need to do to get yourself more empowered and do an emotional clearing so that you're able to feel better about this particular lifetime that you're living. So thank you, everybody. We'll catch you later. And going to go now, next half an hour, going to go into our one-hour conference call on the light ship. So blessings to you. VBS is 7 o'clock on Wednesday, Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.